After each town council meeting, the staff sits down and records a quick recap, highlighting the public meeting. The complete meeting can be found on the Town of Avon, Indiana's YouTube page, but this podcast is designed to give you a simple overview to help keep you informed about what is happening. The Avon, Indiana Town Council meets twice a month at Avon Town Hall. A full schedule of their public meetings can be found online at avonindiana.gov.
What's up, Town of Avon? This is Angel Gina Gina, the Marcom Specialist here at Town Hall, and today I'm with
Ryan Cannon, Town Manager.
And today we're going to be doing a quick recap on last night's Town Council meeting that happened on April 25th. Ryan, you want to take it away?
Yeah, I'll take it away. All first, right. Our Clerk Treasurer did an incredible job and read our Arbor Day proclamation. For those of you who don't know, today is Arbor Day, so if you have trees to plant out there in the community, the proclamation really encourages people to plant trees and celebrate trees for the great things that they provide us, clean air, oxygen, and shade, and all the great things that trees provide. So the Town of Avon is a Tree City USA and has been for 17 years. And so as part of that application, we do need to do an Arbor Day proclamation every year, as well as host an Arbor Day proclamation. So our park staff is out planting trees today in the community. So if you have trees, please celebrate Arbor Day today. So happy Arbor Day, everyone.
Happy Arbor Day.
We had a relatively quick meeting. There wasn't a ton on the agenda. We did have some new business. The police department requested authorization to purchase some facial recognition software. This will be used for them to do investigations. The town council did approve that agreement. It was a three-year agreement, and the cost to the town for the software was $11,000. Again, our detectives will use this information to assist in investigations and keeping the community safe. So another great resource for our police department to make our community safe. So that was a great thing. We did have one resolution. The town has been working with the Hendricks County in the highway department and their engineer on getting the Dan Jones Road Bridge widened. So those of you in the community who are aware, the town widened Dan Jones basically from the bridge south to County Road 100 South. The county is actually going to widen the Dan Jones Bridge to four lanes. The town had requested that when the county does that, that they carry over the aesthetic characteristics that we used on the Avon Avenue Bridge. Most of them aren't that fancy, but it's the railing, including street lighting, making sure that we have sidewalks, things like that. And the county said they were willing to include those things, but did ask that the town pay for the additional cost to be able to provide those things. The town did budget and plan to do that. And so this interlocal agreement is just an agreement between the town and the county, agreeing for the town to pay our share of that project. It's expected to be about $1.5 million, and the town will pay our share over 2 years, over 2024 and 2025. And the town council did approve the interlocal agreement. And then the last item on the agenda was an ordinance amending the 2024 salary ordinance. And everyone hears me talk about salary ordinance amendments all the time, but we do have to approve any salary changes. And so we are hiring a new senior planner, and we had to, in order to attract someone who had the kind of experience we were looking for, we had to pay a little bit more than what was in our salary ordinance. So the town council did amend their rules and procedures and add the final reading of the ordinance to the agenda. So they approved adding it to the agenda and then did a final approval to amend the salary ordinance. So this allows us to make an offer to our senior planner, and we're hoping that they get started soon and we can introduce them to the community. So that was it. That was the whole meeting.
It was a quick meeting.
It was pretty quick.
What was the time?
Oh, good question. I think it ended up being about 7:30, so it was not a record, but it still went pretty quick.
What was the fastest town council meeting?
I think 6 minutes is the record.
We got to try to beat that next time.
I know. We try every once in a while.
Okay, just one reminder, Spring Heavy Trash Day 2024 is this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Gable Park. This event is only for town residents only, so please bring an ID. There's been a lot of questions as to why people have been getting turned down, even though they live in Avon. Ryan, you want to take that answer?
Sure, I will. Yeah, good question. I think a lot of people think that because they have a zip code, Avon, that means they live in the town, and that's not true. The zip code extends actually beyond our limits in some places, and then the town limits actually expand out. We have some people who have Indianapolis zip codes that live in Avon, and we have some people who have Plainfield zip codes that live in Avon. So your zip code is not a representation of where you actually live. That's simply which post office is sorting your mail. So the 46123 zip code mail is sorted by the Danville post office. So other than that, it really has no bearing on where you actually live. The second problem is a lot of people think that just because they go to Avon schools, that means they live in Avon. And that's not true either, because right. The school boundaries are all of Washington Township, and the town of Avon boundaries are smaller than that. So heavy trash is provided by the town, and so the taxpayers of Avon are the ones who are paying for the employees to be out there. And so it's not really fair for us to allow people who aren't paying for those services to still benefit from them. Now, with that said, we would love as a community to have everyone in Washington Township to be part of the town of Avon. So if people are interested in doing that, I'm always happy to come out and explain annexation to them and how that would impact them. Most of them, people would not be impacted at all by being annexed, because most people are at the 1% property tax cap. So anybody out there listening who's lives in the township and wants to be annexed, feel free to shoot me an email, and I'm happy to come and talk to your HOA or talk to you about what annexation would look like.
There you go. I hope you guys learned something new. Ryan, how do you feel about the WNBA draft pick?
Oh,
Number one overall draft pick.
That is so cool. I have Angel is a basketball player.
Yes.
And I have two daughters who are basketball players. So I think Caitlin Clark is incredible. It's awesome that she's coming to Indianapolis. I hope I can afford tickets to go watch her play. But I think it's awesome. I think it's great for our community. I know there's some mayors out there competing for Caitlin Clark to come live in their community, but we already know she's probably picking Avon already. So,
oh, yeah. Hands down.
Hands down, she's coming to Avon. So really excited. Great opportunity. Great for the Fever. Great for Indianapolis. Super excited.
To all those Hoosier fans, I'm so sorry. I know you guys don't really like that pick. But, hey, it's good for Indiana. So hopefully we get a championship here soon.
I know. That would be awesome.
Championship for the Pacers, yeah. Fever, and Colts.
I think it's on the horizon.
We're getting there. Anyways, we hope you guys have a good, happy, and safe weekend. Don't forget to smile. We'll see you guys on the next one. Bye.